good instructional practices are good instructional practices. And good evidence-based practices developed out in community-based schools, there's no reason why they shouldn't work in the juvenile correctional facility. The one difference is that the kids in the juvenile correctional facilities, by and large, have experienced much more school failure. They're much more mobile, and they have, in many cases, some real aversion to school because of what's occurred in the past. So before you get to those evidence-based instructional practices, sometimes what you need to do is develop a relationship with that student so that the student understands your role in helping them, and then that student will do whatever he or she needs to do to meet your expectations, because they know that you're there for them, because you're supportive, because you're kind, because you choose to teach them. And I think good teachers in restrictive settings understand that. And so, not that they waste instructional time, but they understand that new kid in my classroom, I need to get to know that student. I need to understand who he is or who she is. And I want to help them understand that I want to meet them where they are, and I want to help them become more confident and more competent and more successful. I think what's unique is the setting and the demands of that setting. Good teachers figure that out, and they find ways to help kids become successful. I think being an empathetic teacher means that you attempt to connect with kids, understand who they are, but then you hold them to some high expectations, and you find ways to help them achieve important instructional milestones. Part of being, I think, a good teacher in these settings is revealing a little bit of who you are. I think all of us have interesting stories about our educational experiences, and most of the time kids never hear them. I think kids need to know that at different times in our lives, we've struggled and have met challenges in different sorts of ways. And I think that helps kids realize that they're not the first one who's ever experienced the kind of challenges they've faced or experienced the kind of retention and academic struggles that they have. And that really helps kids connect.